Hi, I'm Renee Wade, and this is Playtime Number 1, Connect to Your Senses, as described in the Living Earth Handbook. I'm sitting outside to record this, so you may end up hearing ravens, which have been a little active today, or other noises, and just let that add to your experience. So, I do want to emphasize before I begin to set you into this exercise that the idea behind here is to play. You cannot get this exercise or any of our playtime exercises wrong, nor can you get them right. The entire point of all of this is to become present in your experience and notice what is happening in your body, in your mind, right in present time. So just sit back, relax, know that whatever happens is perfect for you, and let's begin. So you want to start by finding a comfortable place to sit, preferably outdoors. It can be anything, a balcony or a backyard, park, ocean, beach. If you're inside, that's fine too. If that's what works for you, that's great. It is important to choose some place that feels safe. And as I say, ideally outside, a place with plants and birds and other things around you that are living. All right, so I'm going to assume you found that place and give you some time here to settle yourself comfortably. You want to be in a sitting position. You want to keep your spine straight if that's possible. So if you need to find a tree or find some chairs or a pillow or anything that will help you to be both comfortable and have your spine be straight, that's going to be an important piece of sitting during any or all of these playtime exercises. All right, so let's begin by taking a breath. And then do it again. And just notice as you breathe in how that breath is feeling. Does it move your shoulders or your belly or both of those? Just be aware of how it feels as you feel that air moving in and then moving out. And again, there is no right or wrong here. Awareness of what is all that you're after. Now go ahead and close your eyes and just listen. And ask yourself, what is the furthest away sound that I hear right now? And what is the closest sound that you hear? And take a breath. Notice your breathing. And then notice, how many sounds do you hear? There is no need to put a name to any of the sounds that you're hearing. You don't have to be able to identify what that bird is or anything. It's just important to notice things like distance from you and how many. Those are the assignments to give your brain, your left brain in particular. But otherwise, you just want to experience what it is that you notice in the way of sound. And then we're going to move to your sense of smell. So keeping your eyes closed, what do you smell? Go ahead and actively sniff the air. And just notice what is there. Maybe a name will immediately appear to identify that smell. Maybe nothing will come to mind. Either way is fine. But definitely take the time to notice what your nose is noticing. And notice if you smell more than one smell. And then take a breath. What about your sense of taste? What are your taste buds noticing? Just experience that for a moment. And then take another breath. And now we're going to move on to your sense of touch. What sensations are you feeling on your skin? Do you feel a breeze on your face? Do you notice the feeling of the clothes draped on your body? Are you warm or cold? Now, what does that fly that's now crawling on your arm actually feel like? What else is your skin noticing? And take another breath. You can open your eyes now, but keep them relaxed, just gently keeping your focus more or less straight in front of you. Let your eyes be relaxed and notice what's on the edges of your vision. So you're not shifting your eyes to look off to the side. You're staying with your eyes looking forward, but you're actually noticing the edge of your vision. So a lot of things in your vision might be blurry right now because of that. You might just notice some movement or motion on the edges, but not be able to see things crisply enough to, say, identify what kind of bird that was that just flew by, or whether that was a bumblebee or a dragonfly going by. And that's fine. The idea is to keep your eyes relaxed and just allow your peripheral vision to become active. If you're not sure that you're doing this one right, if you have questions in your mind about that, then I would suggest, while you're looking straight forward, put your arms out to your sides, just holding them out at shoulder height, and start wiggling your fingers and moving your arms back. And what you want to do is to be able to see wiggling fingers on both sides of your body at the same time, and just see how far backwards you can move your arms and still see both wiggling fingers. And that will help you find the edges of your peripheral vision. And that's kind of what we're aiming for here, is just a relaxed peripheral vision state. And take a breath. And now that you've connected with all five of your senses, just notice how you feel. If you need to stretch, that's fine. Go ahead and do that. But notice if you feel any different than you did when you started. Is your mood different? Does your body feel different? Does your head feel different? Just notice whatever you notice. There is, again, no right or wrong answer. You don't need to have changed, but if you have, you definitely want to notice it. And that's the end of connecting to your senses. I suggest doing this exercise as often as you like. We've done it fairly quickly, in about, 11 minutes. Nope, sorry, 9 minutes. You can do this much quicker or do it for a much longer period of time on your own. It's up to you. Thanks for playing. Have a great day.